Deputy Governor, the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC Chief Executive Officer has been given 7 days to gazette Evans Kapkia as the duly appointed Deputy Governor of Uasin Gishu County. Eldoret High Court Presiding Judge, Justice Ruben Nayakundi, ordered the IEBC CEO Marjan Hussein Marjan to issue the gazette notice within 7 days of being served with the court order. Justice Nayakundi ruled that in the absence of a duly constituted IEBC as per Article 88 of the Constitution, the CEO should issue the gazette notice since the Governor Uasin Gishu County and the County Assembly complied with the procedural requirements of the law on the nomination and vetting of Evans Kipruto Kapkia as the new Deputy Governor. An order of mandamus be and is hereby issued directed to the respondent administrative unit headed by the CEO to initiate the instruments to the government printer for the name of Evans Kapkia to be formally entered in the official Kenya Gazette notice as the newly nominated Deputy Governor Uasin Gishu County with effective from the date of vetting by the County Assembly, directed the judge. The county government petitioned the court to order the IEBC Secretariat or its CEO to gazette Kapkia as the duly nominated deputy governor following his nomination by Governor Jonathan B. and subsequently vetting and approval by the County Assembly. Kapkia, formerly MCA Tembelio Ward, was nominated by the governor on August 21, 2024 following the resignation of the then deputy governor Eng. John Baroro. Justice Nayakundi issued the order on October 14, 2024 after the county government sought the court's intervention on September 30, 2024 through its solicitor BK Bulbul. Nayakundi said the court had jurisdiction to adjudicate on the petition, adding that the petitioners had established that the rights of the residents of Uasin Gishu of representation, their aspirations based on essential values of human rights, equality, freedom, democracy, social justice and the rule of law had been violated. He further directed that as the appointing authority, Governor B. was at liberty to initiate the gazettement of Kapkia to pave way for his swearing-in and assumption of office with immediate effect if IEBC defaulted. Efforts by IEBC to seek the court's leave to stay the execution of the declaration were denied. In response to the ruling, Governor B. lauded the court, saying the ruling represents a great win for devolution. He hoped that IEBC would undertake the mandate to enable the county to execute its duties to the people of the county fully.